Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson. It's brought to you by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers.
Okay, what do we got here? We got a situation. Tigers and the Padres are coming up in just a little bit. We're about, about a half an hour now away from the game at Petco in San Diego. Porcello against Cashner. Pistons lead the Bulls 74-65 in the third. Andre Drummond's got 21 boards already in that game, and there's still plenty to go. Regular season finale at the home finale at Joe Louis Arena for the Red Wings. They trail the Hurricanes 2-1 third. Riley Sheahan with the goal, his eighth of the season. And that's all the Wings can muster against Carolina so far tonight. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Should be a fun Masters to watch the next couple of days, even without Tiger Woods. Although Bubba Watson would like more separation and make you not care about Sunday. He has a three-shot lead going into Saturday. He shoots a 68 with five birdies in a row to go to 7-under. He leads John Senden by those three. Adam Scott is four back at minus three, the defending champ. And five back at minus two is the 54-year-old wonder, Freddie Couples, along with Jim Furyk. Rory McIlroy barely made the cut at plus four. Phil Mickelson did not. He shoots 73. He goes to plus five. Cut line was four. That's it. He's gone. Tom Watson, 15 over. Craig Stadler, 15 over. Ben Crenshaw, dead last, 24 over. What do you want? Those guys are in their 60s. They're at least playing there. You couldn't even pretend to shoot 81 at the Masters. Okay? So don't start yelling about Watson and Crenshaw and Stadler. The Walrus, cuckoo could chew. So big 36 holes left to go at the Masters with Bubba Watson, the former champion, in the lead by three. Other NBA tonight, fourth quarter scores here now. Wizards and Magic tied at 73. Knicks lead the Raptors 102-95. Carmelo's got 30. Celtics over the Bobcats by 2, 99-97. Hawks over the Nets 81-79. Ways to go yet for the Heat and the Pacers. Miami leads 76-67. LeBron's at 30 now in that game. Grizzlies over the Sixers by 10, 69-59 in the third. Third quarter scores now here. Rockets over the T-Wolves, 66-65. Thunder over the Pelicans, 71-54. Cavs lead the Bucks, 65-56. Second quarter, Spurs over the Suns in Phoenix, 59-46. The Jazz in the second lead Portland, 31-23. Other NHL, final score from Washington. Capitals shut out the Blackhawks. Sorry, Washington, you're still not getting to the postseason. Nice that you did that now, but could have used it a few days ago. 4-0 the final. Alexander Ovechkin is 51st goal of the season. Lightning over the B-Jacks 3-1 third. That helps the Wings in terms of positioning here. Islanders in New Jersey 2-2 third. Patrick Elias is 18th. No score. St. Louis, Dallas second. Winnipeg leads Calgary 1-0. I love Calgary instead of Calgary. 1-0 in the first. Frozen Four hockey title game in Philly. It's Union College against Minnesota tomorrow night at 7:30. Other baseball, the Jays have now beaten the Orioles. It's a final 2-0. Yankees and the Red Sox. Both Sox lead 4-2, I believe, eighth inning now. Astros, Rangers, no score, sixth. White Sox lead the Indians 3-2, fifth. Twins over the Royals 3-1, fourth. Phillies lead the Marlins 3-2 in the seventh. 5-4 Braves now over the Nationals in the fifth. Brewers lead the Pirates on an A-Ram homers. First of the season for Ramirez. 4-0 over Pittsburgh in the fifth inning. Cardinals still lead the Cubs 1-0 in the fifth. Interleague game. Eighth inning now. Rays still over the Reds 2-0 in Cincinnati. Weigh in for Pacquiao Bradley. We mentioned it earlier. 145.5 for Bradley. 145 even for Manny Pacquiao. Fight tomorrow night at MGM Grand Garden. And at Darlington, Southern 500 quals. We call qualifying quals tonight. Kevin Harvick wins the pole for the race tomorrow night. And that is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Speaking of the fight, Rob Parker, any interest in tomorrow night pay-per-view, $59.99 out of your pocket to go watch a little Bradley number two, second fight, Tim Bradley Jr. and Manuel Pacquiao?
I hate to be such a downer, but Mark, you know, I covered boxing for the Free Press. I was the boxing writer for a couple of years, went to all the big fights. We didn't get to see the fight we really wanted to see with Pacquiao, did we? We didn't get to see it. I'm done. Pacquiao's lost, what, three of his last four? Two of his last three. Right?
Yeah.
Mark, really? Are you really that excited to see Pacquiao again?
I always am. I enjoy watching him fight. I don't really have to
They
be.
Cheated us. Mayweather and Pacquiao cheated us. Mark, a few years ago, it would have been the biggest thing going. Everybody wanted to see that fight.
Well, can I play it for you then? Because I've kind of got a tradition, Rob, if you don't mind, if you'll indulge me. When Manny Pacquiao was fighting, if you haven't heard it before, it's the infamous, he likes to sing, so he loves the song Sometimes When We Touch. That's the old Dan Hill song. They've actually done a duet before. And Rob says he's never heard this before. This is the Silky Smooth. Are you ready for this, Gary? The Silky Smooth musical stylings of the former WBO welterweight champion of the world, Manny Pacquiao. Please enjoy it, will you? Please enjoy it, won't you?
You ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie. And who am I to judge you on what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you. And sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide. I wanna hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides.
You want to hear any more, or do you want to keep going? Have you had enough? That's good? Okay. You know what I love about the video? It's not even close to being synced up. That's the beauty part. It's just Pacquiao singing, and like there's a dude next to him, and he's kind of doing this number with his arms. If you're watching us right now on ParkerTheMan.com.
But you know what's funny, though, Mark? And I can somebody help me explain how people can sound so bad, and I mean, like, when they don't
you
know the
language. You think it was that bad?
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Right. When they're talking, but when they sing, and I'm talking, but right. I mean, because it's not just, I'm not just
like
talking about Pacquiao, but Mark, have you ever heard Billy Idol talk? He has the thickest British accent ever seen.
Right, I'm serious, mate.
But when he's singing, I hear him perfectly.
A white wedding.
Right? What is that? It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's all like proper.
Well, Jim Nabors was always J. Sergeant Carter. I know that was a little
hokey. Well, that was a little hokey, right?
But his regular voice still is kind of hokum yokum because he's from like that area. And then he busts out with the la 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 la.
Nobody knows who Jim Nabors is, do they?
Gomer Pyle, he's still out there. He's still around, isn't he?
Is he alive?
Yeah, I think Jim Nabors. He did the, Back Home Again in Indiana, right?
Was that him?
He would sing that at every something or other. What was his thing he sang at every? Oh, the Indy 500. Jim Nabors would sing Back Home Again in Indiana, I think. look at.
What you talking about,
Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
These guys are going, dude, you're just making stuff up. You're just throwing it out there.
You're just throwing up against the wall. That's what you're doing.
See what sticks.
Who else does that? A Friday night, I guess, right? Just to get out there.
So you didn't like Pacquiao?
No, I didn't say that. I just said that it's interesting.
Gary, I'm not hearing it. I'm still playing it, Gary.
Oh, he's talking about the Pacquiao. Still trapped within my
truth. I hesitate. She's a prize fighter.
No, it's not that bad. It's not for her worse. Are you kidding?
When I first heard the Pacquiao singing that song, because I hated that tune, that was in college. And there was a dude that played that song incessantly. I got to hate that song like it was nobody's business.
Was that on a cassette tape?
I might have been reel to reel.
Was it that long ago?
Like a TAC reel to reel of it. It wasn't on an album.
You know, my first tape recorder was a reel to reel.
One of those little...
The little ones, yeah, not the big one, but the little one.
You press the little button and the thing starts going round and round.
That was my first tape record. I was very proud of it.
Did Mary Parker buy that for you?
Yes, she did.
Yeah. All right, look, it's last call time. Here, Gary, I'm still playing it.
Okay, stop, please. And sometimes
when we turn, I tell you what, we'll play it into the break.
Of all songs that he picked to sing.
I know. This is the guy who's fighting tomorrow night for the WBO welterweight championship.
I'm betting on the other guy.
It's last call time on Sports Night with Parker DeMann, 248-848-1130, Detroit's 1130, WDF on the Fan. Crank it, Gary. Both way down and by, I want to hold you till the
fear in me subsides. Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
As you drive around out there this weekend, just keep this in mind. Keep that name in your head. I'm talking about Expert Car Care. Because, you know, it's not just the potholes and the craters. There's all sorts of times you need, especially now that springtime is coming, you could do, you know, do well by, you know, sprucing the car up a little bit, checking it out, making sure it's all good to go, get a nice little summertime out of the thing, and, you know, many more long years of your vehicle. So when you want that kind of thing, and you do maybe have a problem, you want to go to Big Mike and his good people and the experts at Expert Car Care. They even have that in the name, Expert Car Care. Go see them. Go see Mike. He'll make it happen for you. Young fella. Why are you looking at me weird?
Because where am I? Are we done?
No, I'm just starting it.
Okay, so you know what, Mark? They also offer you free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be right back out on the road, safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
And we're back to doing the same thing we did 6 years ago. With
what? I had to go.
I know you did. Expert Car Care services everything. Top to bottom, A to Z, front to back. You know what I'm talking about, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing, and you don't want to have to do it, but if you do, they can do a great job, engine or transmission. And if you mention these two cats here, you'll get some cool stuff out of the deal.
That's right, Mark. You know what? If you mention Park and the Man, you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if your car or truck or van needs one.
It's over $100 in savings passed right on to you. Expert Car Care, Expert, locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
I mean, here's the deal. I know Brother Rob like if I actually had a real brother. If you put a baseball game on in front of him, it's like giving a cat a chew toy. It's just really hard to get him to focus on anything other than the chew toy.
What? That's not why.
Did you see that house, the lady with the 143 cats in Farmington, I think. But they were all well taken care of. And they've all gone to shelters and whatnot, but she had 143 cats. That wasn't one of these cat houses where it was all feces and messed up. They were all healthy. They were fed well. She got crazy, and it got past her. And so they had to come in and take care of them all.
And at least they didn't have any mice in the house.
No, that's for sure. Hey, we never mentioned. And a Parker and the Man note.
143
cats. Parker and the Man note. If you wanted to go to the soccer game, if you didn't see this story, the soccer at Michigan Stadium between Manchester United and Real Madrid. That's August 2nd. You know, perfect for this year.
It was sold out.
Sold out. It's sold out now. You cannot go. They're expecting over 100,000 people in Ann Arbor. Tickets were $45 to $189. StubHub still has them. You can get them. There's some tickets on there. There's actually a package of tickets for $10,000. That's how much they think people are going to want to see Man United and Real Madrid.
Mark, always, you know what? You always wait on that because something will come up. There always will be tickets available. I don't believe that. I don't believe you should run out and go spend that money. You could wait and get in a big place like that with that many seats. There'll be tickets available. Trust me.
David Letterman is 67 tomorrow. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Tomorrow's his birthday.
So Stephen Colbert is the guy taking
Stephen
over.
Stephen Colbert. Yep. Get ready for that. 2015.
Never watched him. Don't have any feeling on him.
We mentioned it the other night. I said, Rob, you going to watch Colbert?
That's what I picked. Do you like Colbert?
You really didn't know? Wait, he didn't know they picked Colbert?
Josh didn't know. He's happy, though.
5 days a week, CBS, baby.
Only thing is, I don't understand. I'm not sure about this is, you know, the show that he does now, he's in character. His real name is Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in character playing a, what, right-wing kind of guy. And now he says, no, I'm going to be myself on this show.
Yes, this is going to be Stephen Colbert kind of coming out. It's his coming out party.
Right.
This is.
So I always wonder how weird that's going to be. You know what I mean? What people are used to and laughing at.
That's what you're going to have to find out. Are you willing to commit 5 nights a week like you did to Dave?
I'm going
to
be honest.
I'll be more honest. I think Letterman and Leno should do a thing together.
How about that? On where?
I don't know. But I wouldn't be the first to want to go check with those two guys if they wanted to do a combo deal.
Would they ever work together?
I think they would.
Oprah got him to do that commercial, which was Super Bowl commercial.
Can you imagine if Jay and Dave say, look, dude, we're still relevant. We're not going to be in the ground. Why don't we go do something together? I'm just throwing it out there now.
What about dueling monologues? You know, like they both stand out there, and they just go back and forth.
Will light hit some spotlight on each of the guys, do their thing.
I got to tweet that out. Did you tweet that?
No, I haven't touched it. It's all you, man.
Well, where would they go? Hey, Fox. I'm going to memo to Fox.
Yeah. You go to Fox? Why not Fox?
We don't have a show.
No. If you missed it, Lions preseason schedule. Didn't even mention it yesterday. Home game against Cleveland. That's that for that steamship trophy? Is that thing still around? They go to Oakland for a preseason game. You fly to. I've done it before. They fly to Oakland, California. Why don't they just throw the money out over the Rockies while they're doing it? Why are we even going to Oakland for a preseason game? What a waste. And then home against Jacksonville, that means Denard Robinson's coming back.
Will he still be on the team?
I think so.
He didn't really get – I'm surprised, as bad as that team was, that they didn't give him more –
a shot?
Yeah,
more. Even a quarterback. Shot. Why not? What would have hurt? And then they go to Buffalo for the traditional season ender. That's the one where Mariucci played James Stewart, like 8 straight running plays, and then on the 8th play against the Bills, he got injured. Remember that?
That was unbelievable.
And never played again.
That's unbelievable. Mark, at the time, we're like, why is he still in?
We couldn't even believe it.
We couldn't even believe it.
Like 8 straight plays.
Everybody saw that coming. Like, why is he still
in? Last one, boom, hurt, meniscus,
and he never played?
Never played again. Oh, done. James Stewart. Hurricanes still lead the Wings 2-1 third. 4.5 to play in the game. 2-1 Carolina over Detroit in the final regular season home game. They finish up at St. Louis this weekend. And then the postseason, playoff Wings hockey, baby. Get
ready. All right, Mark,
for
be quiet. Here comes the good part.
Like a Christmas day in December that I told you all through thick and thin. On up until the end, Parker's been your friend.
You've been my friend.
I've been your friend, Mark, on this Friday night. And I also want to thank EP, Gary, Sarah, and Josh, the streaming minions over there on the other side of the glass. You know what, Mark? We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without them.
Have a really good weekend. Check us on Twitter and Facebook. You can email us at parkertheman@yahoo.com. Don't forget Shep in the Morning on Monday from 7 to 10 and all that. So you got that. Tomorrow you got Bob Bauer. Sunday you got Gridiron and the Chef. Check them all out here on DFN. He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you Monday night at 7.
And I don't want you to forget that iHeartRadio app as well. Sports Night with Parker Demand recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but I think you know that by now. Fox Sports is next. Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, is that the cat?
Hey, Mark.
Is that the guy? He's down. He's up for you next, yes.
NBC, you later.
Yo, share. Still hot to me. Call me. Thank you, baby.